What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there, my friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to find your sports gambling info. We're chitting some NFL this week. It's week four. Let's welcome in our guy.
Well, we got to start off with going large on the Raves.
Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites.
That doesn't happen very often where we use the word large for the chippers, and it came through for everyone. Probably, I'd say, might get another three, maybe four of those the rest of the year. That was a boat race. I don't even give a shit what the final was.
Yeah, they tried to make it interesting there coming in. I mean, they were up pretty good.
Oh, dude, it was 28-6, like late in the third quarter or whatever.
And they score and get the onside's kick. It's like, hold on here, guys.
Lamar was already checked out with the boys. They're like, wow, we came down here and rocked the boys. That wasn't even close. Thanks for playing. I mean, there's just times where, like, you look at the line and you're like, really? Okay. We'll fire on that one.
Yeah, Dallas has some problems for sure. And they were asking Jerry, you know, you could have gone for a big Derrick Henry. And he's like, we couldn't afford him.
Right.
You know, I mean, how is Zeke and company looking back there?
Well, I'll tell you how they're looking. Probably the worst running back room in the NFL.
Which people knew it was a problem.
Yeah, it is good looking. So once again, you know, big Dallas, they pound the teams that aren't that good, but then when they step up in class, they get crushed.
Yeah,
happens every time.
They're in trouble this year. Yep. I mean, they've got the three core dudes and CD, Micah, and Dak to work with, but it's almost like he didn't want to make some of those free agent signings, so he's kind of like, let's just get rid of McCarthy here, maybe Belichick or someone. It's just like they're in trouble.
They got the stars and the scrubs.
Yeah.
The stars and the scrubs, and they're trying to make it work.
I mean, you threw Dak the chips. It's like some of these QBs, as you watch them, like last night, you know, versus my boy Josh Al, Trevor Lawrence.
Wow, was that a close ball game?
So there was the two Monday night games last night, which was cool, you know, 45 minutes apart. And I was probably with a lot of people who thought Cincy was going to get on track as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going Cincy and Buffalo, and then they just washed each other out.
Right. I know. There were a lot of people on there was a lot of people on the Jags. And I know there's probably people that are listening to this podcast that listen to other handicapping podcasts, and I think we're doing pretty well against everyone right now. I'd say we're definitely in the top 10%. I think people have been getting waxed on some of the
what was it, 51% of the underdogs are covering, I think, just across the NFL.
Yeah, I saw the other stat that I saw is that the Joe Publix had like their best year ever last year, and this year it's not that great. I guess it's been like the casinos cleaned up last weekend, but it's not just the Joe Publix too, you know, the Circa, the hotel in Vegas that's got like the outdoor sports book, and it's just legit. Big Derek Stevens, shout out, he owns it. They have a contest. It's called the Circa like betting media. So it's like all these big names in the sports betting media. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they all live locally. A lot of them do. But anyway, their best bets last week went 6-19. Six wins, 19 losses when they put their best bets together, so that's not good.
How many do they lay out per person? Like two a week?
Yeah. And so then also there's another podcast out there that like will listen to a lot of the sports betting podcasts for you and then put all the best bets together so you don't have to listen to them all. And right now the handicaps on the year are like 42%. So it's not just the Joe Publix. It's the so-called experts are getting rocked too.
Yeah. I mean, we're 3 weeks in. It's like you do kind of need to see some things for, I don't know, a month or two to kind of get a feel for it. And then dudes keep going down. You know, so there's just some injuries are costly to some of these games. I kind of rolled the dice with my other squad, the Chargers, and Herbert gave it a go. But then the ankle got aggravated, and then there's not much of a chance.
No. When he goes down, kiss her goodbye.
So I'm not giving up on them, though. You know, and Fields and them are hanging in there. He's not doing a whole lot of the work, the lifting, but they're 3-0. But their defense, I saw, they like lead in all the major defensive stats. Scoring.
The Steelers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Scoring, points allowed, third down conversion. Like, they're the best at stopping.
Is Heinicke the backup for the Chargers?
I think I did hear that.
Okay. I like it.
Oh, no. Easton Stick.
I thought I heard
that. No, so who else is maybe coming in? Is he behind Skyler in Miami?
Who, Heine?
Yeah, because someone did say he's probably going to get a go this week.
Oh, wow. Okay, no, I don't think it's I think he's in San Diego.
No, it was Easton Stick, because I was okay with that for a second.
No, nope, I'm looking at it right now. It says Tyler's second, Easton's third.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Well.
So anyway, that's a good thing. I like that.
If he comes in.
Yeah.
I need to give them a week, though. I need to kind of see what's going on. I mean, I love what Harbaugh's doing, but.
You got to give your squad a week.
They ball.
I mean, told you that wasn't a game to mess with, but, you know, it was kind of like the Miami pick. Like, when Skyler went out, and I'm like, they were getting kind of rocked, and then he went out. I'm like, oh, wow. Tim Doyle? Sweet. Like, you can't find someone else besides Tim to fill in. When he came in, I'm like, that's ball game. So that was the only game that we missed last week in the NFL. We went 2-1. So the last 2 weeks were 6-2. Let me see here. The week before, yep, 6-2 the last 2 weeks. So we'll take that. The W's. Wow, we got the Colts right again, playing Caleb.
Hey, Rich.
Yep. Rich.
Oh, Anthony. Hey, Rich.
Well, he didn't do that great, but he did good enough. Holy cow. He had a pick in the red zone. Did you see that? Dude, it was good looking. They were on the 2-yard line. They're about to go in, and he rolls out, and there's about 50 guys covering the wide receiver, and he just threw it right to him in the end zone.
Let me try to squeeze this in there real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the brightest move. And then, like we said, the big Raves. So the wins were the Raves and the Colts, and the loss was Big Skyler. Oh, and then, well, we'll touch on college later, but the college got the W too. Florida State against Cal.
Mm.
But, yeah, what game did you think was intriguing or you liked, or which game were you off on?
I was.
Well, how was your week, I guess, first of all?
It was kind of just the numbers, like the 50%. You know, I loved some, and then I'd go with, like, you know, the Bengals. Or I went with, like, Tampa Bay, and what the hell, Denver shows up.
Oh, yeah, they were banged up. Vita Vea, the defensive tackle there. If you're interested in betting the Bucks, he's kind of like the TJ Watt of the Steelers. Like, you got to make sure he's playing. And if he's not, you probably want to stay away from the Bucks because he's their run stopper.
I took the Chiefs. They hung on against the Falcons.
Oh, well, thanks to some dog shit calls.
I mean, you could say that every game.
Well, no, that was PI, though, in the end zone at the end, right?
I mean,
that was incredible. He slightly started to tackle him before the ball got there, and they didn't call it. You've got to be shitting me. I mean, KC-er, here's the thing to think. They could be 0-3 right now if it wasn't for a couple of plays.
But they're not.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just – the reason why I point that out is because it's good to know for betting purposes, because they're 3-0, and the lines are going to reflect that. And it's like, well, should they really be 3-0? So – and we might be – maybe we'll fire on them this week with Tyler Heinicke here.
Yeah, see, that's what – you know, it's a possibility, but that's just – it's tricky when you don't know the QB situation for sure.
Yeah. I think the game that – What I was pleased about is, like, on the Circa Millions where I had to pick five teams, I picked the Vikings. I think that was a pretty good pick.
Dude, they owned them.
Yeah, that was a boat race. And what was incredible about that is the Texans were favored. I'm like, come on. Like, what's this with the Texans going on the road being favored? Like, that's just not the play. And then the game that I'm glad I stayed away from was the Eagles Saints, because I'm like, what direction's this game gonna go?
Yeah, that one was at the coin flipper.
Well, how about this? Was that a barn burner? 3-0 at halftime, and then the third quarter they didn't score any points either. So after the third quarter, it's 3-0, and if you're in the stands, you're like, all right, this is showtime,
dude.
Glad I played $125 for parking and $3 for this seat.
Pretty much.
But the thing that people should know on that is, wow, the Eagles dominated the stats on that. They doubled them up in total yards. So the Eagles should have blown them out. The coaching over there, though, wow, the decisions. The fourth and ones, when kick the field goal, bud. When points are at a premium here, like, let's just put the three on the board. And there was two separate instances where he went for it and they got stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing to look at when the Eagles moving forward is Devontae Smith is in concussion protocol.
They were kind of holding him up and the guy came in and
rocked him
with the crown. It was pretty cheap.
Yeah, and then so A.J. Brown's already out. But how about our boy, Big Saquon? Is that guy balling? 17 carries. 147 yards and 2 TDs.
He's carrying the load.
Yeah, he is. So that's the thing. You just got to watch the injuries. They play the Bucks, though. And just a little foreshadowing, I might like the Eagles there.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the road.
Yep. It sure is. And then, come on. Some Panthers fans right now are like, you're taking this long to talk about Carolina and the Dalton?
Red Rock stepped into the Vegas.
Not only did he step in, he's the first guy this year to throw over 300 yards and have 3 TDs in this, you know, in the same game. I mean, he was balling. And then,
I mean, what a change. Just like a little culture shift and some confidence by some of those veterans. Cause like, well, this guy gives us a shot.
Right. Well, and you know, in Bryce's defense, Alex Smith, the old QB for the Niners and the Chiefs, you know, he's on those Sunday talk shows now, and he's like, dude, kind of, you know, alluding to what we said. He's like, dude, this guy had no chance. He said something like, Bryce has had 3 different coaches within 18 games,
mm-hmm.
and he was basically saying, dude, you threw him into the fire. Like, what do you expect here? But, you know, this is not here nor there. You know, Carolina doesn't give a shit. They got the W, and they're rocking. And who'd they get the W against? That squad you want to play every time, the big Raiders.
Yeah.
So we mentioned it. The Raiders let Jeff Saturday beat him, his first game ever. Then also, I forgot, remember when the Rams needed a quarterback and they're just like, hey, Baker, you want to play for us?
Oh, that's right.
And he looked at the playbook on the plane to the game because he only had like 36 hours and they got the W against the Raiders.
That's when he was coming from Carolina, I think.
Yeah. And so, and then here it is with the Panthers. Can't beat anyone. And then the Raiders go, we'll let you beat us.
And their fan base is juiced coming off the Ravens win. They're right. Like home opener. And it's just kind of the dud.
Right.
I mean, to the shittiest team up until that point in the league.
I mean, it's that incredible. So anyway, big coach Antonio Pierce was kind of alluding that he thought people were throwing in the bag. He said they were making quote unquote business decisions.
Yeah. I sent you the thing. They kind of, someone highlighted the corner who on a couple of times, like, didn't even really get in there to try and take the tackle and just kind of just did the ole, let the guy go by.
Wow. That's incredible. So anyway, some people have been waiting for it, and here it is. They're like, Bolt, let's keep the best bets coming. Let's keep winning some chips. The first best bet of the week, we're going against the Raiders here. The Browns come in town, and the Browns are actually +1. Listen, I know Cleveland's garb. Deshaun is garb. Okay, the team is not doing well. It doesn't matter to me. The Raiders, we said this but from the get-go, this is going to be a shit show, and it's starting now.
Yeah.
We'll take the Browns +1 here.
Little fool's gold there with the Ravens victory to get everyone a little juiced up. And then Devontae even kind of had to answer that question, like, I don't know who he's talking about with the lack of business or having the business decision here. You give my boy Devontae 3 more games of stinkers.
And he goes, hey, guys, I'm out of here.
That's it.
Give Aaron a jingle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Jets.
Yep.
and then time out real quick. Got to send a shout out to one of our longtime listeners, Kelly. She's probably driving in the Bay Area traffic right now. Thanks for listening. Just wanted to give you a hello from the two of us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Should we come out with another best bet? Because these sure have been fun lately.
Hit it.
Okay, well, the Colts. Remember we said we've been picking their games pretty well here so far? We're undefeated with the Colts so far this year. 3-0. Last time we went with them against Caleb. This time we're going against them. The Steelers are coming into town. And I said, hey, we're going to catch the Steelers and go against them one time, but this isn't it. Richardson, why don't you have fun with big TJ Watt coming in town? Not happening.
Yeah. I told you they've given up 10, 6, and 10 points allowed.
Yeah. And now you've got this guy, the big quarterback who.
Justin.
Yeah, well, Justin, you see, here's the thing, is a lot of times you want to see, like, compare the quarterbacks, and I'll take Justin over this cat any day right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around longer, and he's definitely just securing the ball and doing the little things, because the defense will win the game for you.
Yep, he knows that.
It's pretty funny how Russ is inactive, but, like, he throws the fit on with the shoulder pads. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, like, he's kind of warming up a little bit or whatnot. Like, he's on the inactive list, which means you can't throw him in. You know. But Russ goes, I'm going full uni here with the clipboard. And, the, you know, some of those guys like Shady McCoy and stuff, they're like, look at Russ just going like, I'm still here. Don't you forget that I'm right here, bud.
So then think about that. So that means, like, because he doesn't want to look like a sap. So he's, like, taping the wrists and putting the wristbands on and probably even having a spat and stuff. And they're like, dude, you can't even go in.
Yeah, what I mean, dude, just throw the sweatsuit on and you can still listen on the headset and chit with me.
Well, you know, last game we liked the Colts because I'm like, listen, they need to get back to Jonathan Taylor. And they listen to the podcast and they're like, we agree. 23 carries, 110, 2 TDs. But guess what, guys?
Oh, Rick, did you see that guy that hit that bet last night on the... That was the $250 for the first TDs of three different games.
No, go ahead and talk about it. I don't read those things, but go ahead.
Well, it was Jonathan Taylor, Amari Cooper, and then he needed Jamar Chase last night. So, and they offered him, it was $250 to win $117K.
Just for three guys, first touchdowns?
Three different games. He picked $250.
Yeah.
And then, you know, was it DraftKings or whoever, but he could have cashed it in for 11 grand last night. He goes, nope, I'm riding it.
That's awesome. And Chase got it for him.
Yeah. They showed him at like a sports bar. He's like, no way. No way.
That's awesome. Did they say where he put the bet in?
I think it was DraftKings was where they were showing the slip.
Oh, so I saw a stat on DraftKings. Okay. I need to confirm it first, though. But it was talking about DraftKings and FanDuel, how they're the big daddies, and they made billions of dollars, and 85% of their chips are from parlays.
So oh, wow.
Just take that into consideration. Now, I need to confirm it. I saw the first thing, but it doesn't surprise me. We've talked about how parlays lose you chippers all the time. And, you know, it's kind of like the lottery tickets. Like, hey, this is how I'm going to get paid, but you get smoked on them.
I was, our boy Brett was walking through an indie casino in Oklahoma, and he sent, like, the picture. You go, you may as well just light those chips on fire, bud.
Yep. He's walking by the baccarat table and the
slot.
And the slots and the blackjack, and I go, just light the chips on fire, bud.
Or kick him to me, we'll put him on a game.
Well, that's what I said. I said, hey, if you want to win, let's go to the sports book there and get you going. Mm. We'll see him this weekend, and we'll get it going for him, actually. Yeah,
indeed.
So let's jump into this week here. What's flying off the page for you?
Well, you want to touch on the Thursday game since it's coming up first.
Okay, good call. Yep, because a lot of listeners, you know, they kind of want to know our take on the Thursday. Sure.
I know. I told you, you always forget about the last Thursday one because it seems like a while ago. But we got Dallas versus the Giants in New York.
Yep.
And it's +4.5 for the Giants.
Okay. Well, listen, I think the Cowboys have beaten them like 12 out of the last 13 times. They've just dominated them. And Dak actually does very, very well within the conference. This is actually a short week for them traveling. But guess what? I'm leaning with the Giants here.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
because they were just showing that the Cowboys are getting a little manhandled up front. Like, they just cannot stop people.
No, the run is just going through them like a hot knife through butter, is what we like to say.
Yeah, I mean, they are definitely a little off here.
Yep. So that's the lean, the big Giants. My boy Daniel Bald. I don't know if you saw the
against the Browns.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the way the game started, though. The first kickoff goes to the Giants, and the returner gets rocked, fumbled, and the Browns get the ball. And then, like, one or two plays later, passed a big what's his name? The guy from that used to be on the Raiders, the receiver.
He's on which team?
The Browns.
Oh, Cooper?
Cooper, yeah. Throw it up to Cooper, touchdown, 7-0 Cleve, and you're like, wow, this is going to be a boat race. And Daniel goes, hold the horses. I know people believe in me still out there, and they came back and spanked him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so anyway, I think Daniel and the crew is going to take that and ride the momentum a little bit, so I would lean there.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we get the other games, why don't we just chat about the Monday Nighter, since people are going to mostly be watching that too. There's two of them again. Dolphins versus the Titans. And wow, are these teams good looking right now? I mean, Will Lev, how much longer does Will Lev have here?
When you bring in the new coaches and stuff, it seems like they can get yanked quicker.
Mason Rudolph is the backup.
Wow, how's that guy still putzing around the league?
Well, right. Remember, he came in last year for someone. I can't remember who it was.
Was it in Pittsburgh?
Was it Pitt? Was he at Pitt last year?
He was in Pitt for all those years.
Yeah, no, I'm right. But I can't remember, was he in Pitt last year? Anyway, he came in and did pretty well the last couple of games. So it's not going to be much longer. I mean, Will just, he's just not seeing the game right now. And again, it's probably not his fault. He got thrown into the fire, but Will's one of those guys that's strong. He can throw it super far. He's fast, but he just doesn't read the defense very well.
It's just so weird how these guys, either something gets their confidence or they're seeing it better. I mean, Doug Peterson obviously knows football, and then like Trevor Lawrence looks like he's lost. You know, he's losing eight straight starts. And then
Straight starts, that's the stat on him?
He's lost his last eight starts.
Yeah. Wow. And they thought he was going to be the next Joe Montana.
He got the $55 million a year during the summer.
Wow.
So they're like, they're going to have to clip Doug here soon, because you can't clip the guys when they make that much yet.
Right.
And then like Jaden Daniels for Washington looked great. And Kingsbury was the OC there now.
Yep.
Last night. Because sometimes they rip these D coaches, like... you know, it's Dan Quinn's the head coach. They're like, you know, you have that culture. These guys are screwed, but not necessarily if you bring in the right guy. He kind of simplified it. They said it was kind of a college offense, and then he looked great last night. He threw a 55-yarder in the air.
No, that was the pass at the end.
To McLaurin. It was earlier.
Yeah, that kind of sealed the game, though.
Yeah.
That was a dime. But yeah, I have to see it again from Jaden.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, no, I've got that one marked down.
So real quick on Jaden, though. So, dude, you know how we keep saying, I don't know why, but 27% of all passes are thrown within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. Well, how much garbage is that? Before last night's game, Jaden was at 42%. So maybe the Bengals were thinking the same thing, and they were coming up. And so it was making it a lot easier for Jaden. I bet you that has something to do with it. They're like, dude, all Jaden's doing is throwing behind the line of scrimmage here. Let's come up on him. And the Commanders go, well, if you want to do that, we're going to go up, up, and away. So
I know that stuff's so effective. I mean, I was watching a little bit of the Buffalo game, and that OC Joe Brady's doing a good job there too. Because a lot of it's like those receivers out of the backfield, and they'll kind of stay behind it and catch the short one.
Yeah.
And then they start coming up on that, and Josh just slices them up, you know, down to like the tight end.
That was a close ball game. Last Monday night game here real quick before we get into some more best bets. Seahawks travel into Detroit.
I think this is a wake-up call. Like, Seattle's going to come a little bit down to earth here.
Okay. I'm in agreement with you there, too. I lean with big Detroit. What's the line? Is it the four?
Four.
Yep,
I'm in agreement. The Lions.
Seahawks have kind of been getting the luck of the draw with who they've been playing so far. But I'm glad to see, once again, our boy DK Metcalf, 71 yards to the house.
Yeah, another deep one.
Yeah, so that might change things a little bit in Seattle. But I just think, yeah, this is going to be a rough matchup here on the road. Detroit, or that's why we didn't like them going against our boy Kyler. Remember, they balled the week before. They just couldn't punch it in. So that's why those stats can be telling. You know, you got to dig a little bit deeper on those stats.
And they had their wake-up call against the Rams kind of early, too, so they should be good to go here for a month or so.
Well, since you brought up the Rams, Jim Christmas, that game against the Niners.
Terrible.
Did the Niners give that one away?
Yeah, Juwan Jennings was doing his part. Another guy that got overpaid, I didn't like too early, was Ayuk for the 30 a year.
Yep.
Catch the pill.
Was he dropping it?
I mean, just a couple, you know, like some things he should have secured. They're not, you know, some of them aren't the easiest, but they're definitely plays you can make.
Well, when you don't go to camp, you know, you're a little rusty. That Jennings, I think he had 10 catches, 175 yards, and 3 TDs. There's only one other 49er to do that, and he wore number 80 on his back, JR.
Mm-hmm.
So nice company to be in there with the Nines. The Nines. Wow, was that a backdoor Willie there for big Rams?
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams had loads on their squad.
Right.
But you've got that's the thing is you got the quarterback and a legit coach. And those are like two of the things that you kind of want to factor in when you're betting on teams, you know? And Stafford is pretty legit. Like he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, don't you think?
Yeah, no, he's good.
Yeah. And so actually, dun, 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 dun. The crowd has been waiting for it. We're waiting for another best bet. I can hear him chanting, best bet, best bet, best bet. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The Rams. Wow. Get serious. +3 in Chicago. Caleb has yet to win a game, really. He beat the Titans. And we've already gone on that stat, how lucky that was. And now you're telling me this guy's favored by 3? Listen, I know the Rams have a boatload of injuries, and they're coming off this huge divisional win. But get serious. I need to see it first from Caleb. I'll take the Rams there. Best bet, +3. Get serious.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Caleb's hearing a little bit of the whispers, too, because people are on him for a real poor start. And then, you know, someone like Jaden Balls last night on national TV, it's like you can't help but notice that stuff. And the guy's the pick right behind you. You're like, dude, when's my breakout performance coming? But probably not with this offense.
Well, no. I mean, that's the thing. Once again, I mean, you can't blame everything on Caleb because he does do a good job like eluding the sacks and stuff and getting out of them. I'm sure, you know, he'll have some good games here. But, dude, being the favorite against the Rams, I mean.
I think they're breaking down their running game, too. And there's non-existent running game for the Bears. So then it's just more pressure on him.
Right.
It's not going to cut it.
No, I think he, like, tried to throw it, like, 55 times against the Colts.
Not a good recipe.
And, by the way, this weekend was the first for all three rookie quarterbacks, Nix, Daniels, and him, to throw a touchdown. They hadn't even thrown a touchdown yet.
Hmm.
And now you're telling me Big Caleb is going to be favored? Oh, come on. It's not happening, ladies and gentlemen. The field goal? Sure. So anyway, that's what I liked. Is there anything out there that you like?
Yeah, speaking of Knicks, I think, you know, that was a big win for them, and they're riding high, but I'll go back to down to earth here, and I'll take Aaron and the Jets versus the Broncos coming to town.
Okay, and what's the line there, big guy?
7.
Okay, -7.
Didn't it feel like Aaron had a little extra rest, too? They played a while ago.
They played Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Against the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. Yep.
So they're kicking it. Aaron's feeling good. And remember, we talked about this part of their schedule. You know, they had the tough opener against the Niners. Then it was like 4 W's in a row for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So lock this one in for Big A, Raj.
Yep, yep. So,
And then I like your boy Kyler.
Do you?
At home.
Okay.
I'm at Washington, you know, great win. They're going to think they're, you know, you can give them your Bashers Award here probably for getting off the snide.
Right.
Kyler and company. Marvin Harrison, another, you know, 10 days of practice there with Kyler zoning that in. They're going to keep that clicking.
Well, and the thing is, in the Arizona game, how bad does this suck? They had a pick 6 against Detroit, which would have totally flipped that game right before half. But they said that the 2-minute warning whistle blew, and they went back and showed on the clock, and it wasn't 2 minutes yet. So how bad does that suck? Like, just the game-changing play right before half. So, yeah, the Cards ball. My boy's balling. I have nothing against that pick. What do you think about the Nines? Speaking of the Nines, holy cow. Everyone on their squad's in the hospital right now.
Yeah, McCaffrey's, you know, catching the flight to Germany to get the Achilles looked at and stuff. Brock's getting the back MRIs. Kittle was out. Debo's out.
Yeah.
You know, I think they'll stay afloat. They might have some trouble waters here in the early going. I think they'll still win the division and make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to get, like, the top two seeds.
Dude, is the line 10.5? Is that what line are you seeing here? Where is it? It's like 10 or 10.5. And dude, if those three guys are out again, CMC.
Yeah, it's 10.
Did Bosa play last game? Because I know he was banged up. I just don't know if he played.
I saw him, you know, but I feel like he's just not busting through and getting like the sacks.
Well, he doesn't have anyone helping him. They're probably getting double teamed. That's what sucks.
Right.
But dude, I would lean heavily with the Patriots there if all those guys are banged up. That's a small amount of points, dude. Wow. And Brock's missing all of his weapons.
Maybe if it was big Sam Darnold was still the backup.
Right. Who is Brock's backup?
Geez, I don't even know who it is now.
Right. Dude, the backups fly around different teams so much. Like, they're hardly ever on the same squad, especially nowadays, because they give all the chips to the first stringer. How about this before we wrap it up here? Two games. So, the Charge. Okay, we talked about them. Let me watch Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. We might be coming back and firing on the Charge with Bid Heineke. And then you can't forget the last game, the night game, my boy Lamar versus your boy Josh Al, minus 2.5. What do you think about that game?
Big Josh. And I said before the season started, I won't go with him every week. You can't do that, but the train is rolling right now.
Well,
and so, it's not people. We said you wouldn't know all the names, but he's just spreading it around.
No, he's balling. Yeah, no, I mean, he's making
a MVP.
Absolutely, he is right now for sure. But he's going into Lamar's house, and wow, does that guy ball? I mean, it is incredible watching him ball.
But Josh likes these primetime games.
I'm with you. That's why it's not a best bet. That's not, it's a lean for me, but it's definitely not a best bet for the listeners. We want to make sure we're trying to give them the W's.
I was reading something on the Bills yesterday, and it's, you know, it's a real small town. So they're like, we can't really roll out and go to the restaurants and stuff because, you know, we love our fan base, but it's so small. Everyone recognizes you.
Yeah.
It's not like a city. So like, we go to each other's pads a lot. So we've really focused on hanging this year, and like, they play like some game, like the Battle of Catan. They said it's basically like a Risk game. And so they're like, we do stuff like that, or some guys have some parties. Like, Josh has a really nice house. So
really,
the Bills are just bonding behind the scenes too.
Well, dude, if I was them, I'd just pull the Keanu Reeves and I'd put on the outfit, the disguise. Because remember when we went to Cabo San Lucas with Mom, and there was this dude like three tables over from us. We were coming back from Cabo. And so was this dude. And I'm like, I looked through the beard and underneath the hat. And I'm like, that's Keanu Reeves right there. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
You don't? Oh, wow. We were sitting there. We're coming back from Cabo and we were getting chow. And I was just looking and I'm like, wow, that guy's face. I'm looking through the beard. I'm like, that's Keanu Reeves. And then you could tell his beard was kind of dog shit. And he had the hat down and it was Keanu. He just had the disguise rocking.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I was Josh. People wouldn't know. Just throw on the fake beard and the hat. You know?
Who's this 6'5 big dude?
That's true, right?
With his hot girlfriend.
he's got this beard and his hat on.
There's tons of those rolling around Buffalo.
That's true. So we're going to recap here for V-Bud. Thanks for keeping us going, V.
Yep.
So the Browns +1 against the Vegas Raiders. Wow, is that incredible. So I've heard people go, I don't know where to go on that game, and I understand. Guess what, though? The Browns are the better squad, okay? And we're getting the points. Get serious there. We're going with the Colts again here, but this time the Colts game, but we're going against them. We're going with TJ, my boy TJ. Get ready to rain tear on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers minus the 2.5. And then the Rams. McVay and Stafford get serious against Caleb, and I don't even know what their coach's name is. He's so
Eberflus.
He's so garb, it doesn't even matter. Give me the plus three or there. And then last week we got the W in college with the Florida State over Cal. Once again, hey, Cal balled. Cal balled. They're doing great, but it was just too much for them, and that's what we thought would happen. Let's get into the college again. Baylor. Wow. Baylor played CU.
That was a hell of a game I was watching.
Yeah. And CU had less than a 1% chance of winning the ball game.
In the rain.
With like 15 seconds left. And Shadur scrambles to his left and tosses it 50 yards. Shadur talks way too much shit, but he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, like when he gets time, you know, he balls. I don't know what the defense was doing there, though. Touchdown. Let's send this thing into overtime. And then in overtime, the stars will shine and Travis Hunter forces the fumble. Ball game.
Yeah.
So Baylor was very close to winning that game. Now the BYU Cougars roll into town. And guess what? Jim McMahon's not playing quarterback for them anymore. We're going to take Baylor minus the 3.5. And then K-State versus Oklahoma State. K-State at home minus 4. So Baylor and K-State, those are the two games we're going. Don't parlay them. Separate them, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll do it for this week. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks, and we will put some stuff up if a line changes or a new opinion pops up with Bolt. And also keep the reviews coming at Apple, wherever you listen. Put a good review on there and send it to us, and we'll send you a hat. Appreciate you guys listening. We will catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya. Oh.